and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I am your host, Short Nerdy Guy. As always, recording on Beats headphones and an iPad. Okay. Holy crap, guys. So, this week has been full of just about everything you could think of. Cyberpunk has finally come out. For me and one of my other my friends, the download has taken at least 2 days. Maybe it's because we kind of not so good internet right now, or maybe because everyone's downloading Cyberpunk. Either way, started downloading it Wednesday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Finally got to play it at 8 in the morning today. Now, once I started playing it, holy crap, this is a game. Pretty dope. Yeah, there are some bugs, but I think some of the bugs that I've experienced are kind of hilarious. So, but, yeah, that game is very submersive. I started the game at 8 in the morning, didn't look at my phone until about 12:30, 1 o'clock. So, I mean, it's not that long, but I lost all track of time because this game's pretty dope. But then, let's backtrack to, Monday. Monday on, Mando Monday, they had revealed a whole bunch of, they revealed some stuff, and then Hasbro went and did the thing, and they made a scaled model of his pulse rifle, but in a Nerf gun, and it's not like it has several Nerf darts in it. It is a one-shot Nerf gun. Excuse me. So basically, you literally put this. They give you, I believe, 8 Nerf darts. And they're silver. You know. And you actually load it like you are going to load it like a sniper rifle. And it looks ridiculous. It is to scale. It is, I went up on pre-order. It's $119. The pre-orders are not coming out until this coming October 2022. So, that's ridiculous. Secondly, when I came home on Thursday, I was totally psyched to, play Cyberpunk. Turns out Cyberpunk wasn't ready. Of course, Cyberpunk wasn't ready yet. So I finished Miles Morales. But while I'm trying to finish Miles Morales, all of a sudden, my notifications for Twitch go fucking nuts. Because not only did they're like, hey, the Video Game Awards are on. I was like, oh, cool, let me go check what Kinda Funny's doing on those. And then all of a sudden, I get another notification that Disney's doing their shareholders thing. So essentially, it was like a D23 for all of what Disney is doing. So here, let's see here, Disney for Disney Plus. By the way, I will reiterate for Disney Plus and movie theater, and Disney. Shareholder meeting 2021. All right, let's see here. Yeah, so they dropped that on me. And then as they dropped that, there's also, while I'm trying, so let's recap so far. So I have my PlayStation on, PlayStation 5 on, playing Miles. I have my iPad going with Kinda Funny doing the Game Awards, and then they switched over to the Disney investment show. Then I got a notification on my phone from NFL going, hey, the LA Rams are playing in 3 minutes. I was like, what is going on? This was all happening in a span of like, this was all like starting at like 4:35 o'clock. Granted, the Game Awards had started at 3:30. I think the Game Awards started at 3:30 and the shareholders thing started at 3:30. And then I was late. I know I was going to be late to the Video Game Awards because I was just coming home from work and picking up Cyberpunk hard copy at GameStop. And then you're probably thinking, Jay, didn't you just tell us you were loading Cyberpunk and it took you 2 days? Yes. The reason why I have the hard copy is because I didn't realize how big of a download it was going to be. So I panicked a little and I bought it on PSN and then realized that I already had a pre-order for it. So I have a hard copy that I'm going to give to someone, and I have the actual digital version on my PS4. So, yeah. So I have two copies of Cyberpunk. And then, which came with a bunch of good stuff. I got, by the way, the guy at GameStop, with no chill at all, took the these pins that you can buy, and he put them just like right in front of me as I was talking about getting my my new Cyberpunk. So that kudos to that guy, because I got a new one. I got a pin that has Johnny Silverhand's hand on it, holding his guitar. So okay, let's see here. There are 52 shows that were announced at Disney's shareholder thing. Also, by the way, I just want to take a minute and say that Laura Bailey won for Best Supporting Character at the Video Game Awards, and she is also in Critical Role. So if you don't watch Critical Role, now you know who Laura Bailey is, and you should go check out Critical Role. I'm doing head gestures and finger guns that you can't see. Why? Because I was in a rhythm. Anyways. So 52 new shows happening at Disney for not only Disney proper, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars. So let's see here. Let's start off with Fantastic Four is an actual movie that's going to happen. And it's being directed by the director who directed the first Spider-Man Homecoming movie. So that's freaking amazing. Practically almost everyone is showing up for the Spider-Man movie. We've got Dr. Octopus. We've got Electro. We got Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, I believe, has been confirmed because they found him on set, and I saw a report today that I believe he was confirmed to show up in Spider-Man or Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness. Either way, we're going to see Doctor Strange and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and excuse me. Apologize. Like I said, it's been a very busy day. And yesterday was busy too. So we got that going. The She-Hulk TV show has been announced. And not only are we getting Tatlani, I can't even say her name. I'm going to say the girl from Orphan Black. She's going to be She-Hulk. We got Abomination from the Edward Norton Hulk coming back. We've got Mark Ruffalo playing Bruce Banner. There are more pictures showing up for the Hawkeye show with Kate Bishop. They are doing the Match Fraction Hawkeye, which is fucking fantastic. Now, they are doing a Buzz Lightyear movie. Now, this is not a Buzz Lightyear toy, the toy movie. This is the actual person named Lightyear who the toy is based off of. So the people that were doing this movie were saying that when they first created Buzz Lightyear, they were the inspiration to create the toy Buzz Lightyear was, let's think of a man who is this badass in space, and then we'll base the toy, we'll base that man off of a toy. So now they're going to make the movie. This is an action, this is a space sci-fi action movie of the movie version of Buzz Lightyear that they based that character on the toy. Does that make sense? I hope it does, because I lost myself a little bit there. But Chris Evans is going to be voicing that, which I can't. There's going to be a lot of cursing in this. So if there's anyone under 15, I'm so sorry. Also, why are you listening to this? I've cursed before. Anyways, I digress. This movie is going to be fucking amazing. I can't wait to see this movie, because it's going to have Chris Evans as the sci-fi action star Buzz Lightyear. Okay. Then, there's going to be a Betamax TV show. There's going to be a Disney Animation, there's going to be a Betamax series on Big Hero 6 arriving early 2022. There's a Zootopia Plus is a new series that is based in the world, the city of Zootopia, also 2022. Tina, based on Princess of the Frog, she's going to get her own series on Disney Plus in 2023, which means she is not going to be a frog. Probably through the whole show. Let's hope. Because they had Tina and Prince and the Frog. And she was a human being for a good 20 minutes of the movie. And then she was a frog the rest of it until the very end. So the majority of the movie, she's a frog. And the beginning and the end, you see her as a dope-ass black woman trying to build her own restaurant and making herself do what she loves, and that's cooking. But in between that, she's a frog, and she's trying to have get back. I'm not even going to explain. You've probably seen it. What else we got here? Also, I am probably not going to list everything that you guys have listened to. So, if I didn't list your one that you're super excited in, apologies. I'm going to get some water because I've been talking a lot. Apologies. Let's see here. This just in, Disney Plus is increasing its price to $8 a month starting in March 2021. The new Disney bundle will offer an ad-free Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus for $18.99. Disney Plus. And then it's talking about the subscriptions. Okay. Let's get a better category of what we got for the Star Wars. Because there is a fuck ton of Star Wars shows coming. I mean, a fuck ton. So, let's hang on here. There was a trailer for Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Looks amazing. And I believe that's the second Marvel show that's coming out in, what does it say, I believe, sometime in March, May 2021, we got an exclusive clip of Loki, the animated cartoon of What If, and then we got an exclusive look, a sizzle reel of Miss Marvel, which is fantastic. And Miss Marvel is also going to show up in Captain Marvel 2, which has been confirmed. So is Black Panther 2. So look forward to those. Kevin Feige has said that he will not recast Chadwick Boseman. So we will find out who will take the mantle. Let's see here. I need to get images. Alright, so here is what Marvel has. Marvel, let's see here. Marvel, this is old, never mind. Or is this? No, this is old. Guys, there is so much. Should I have been better prepared? Probably. Let's see here. Yes, so, WandaVision is January. Don't know, they keep pushing back Black Widow. Falcon and Winter Soldier is in May. Hawkeye, I believe, is sometime next year. All of this, except for Wanda, Hawkeye, I believe Spider-Man is at the end of the 2021. Moon Knight was explained that is going to be a Indiana Jones type show. So it's going to have Indiana Jones-esque type vibes. There's a Secret Invasion. We're getting a Secret Invasion TV show from Marvel. Let's see here. Marvel. Show 2021. Okay. Let's find a baby. All right. So, essentially, what we got, let's see here. This is, there were still no talks for X-Men. So, X-Men is, if there's no talks of X-Men in this, then, you know, that was, yeah. We also don't know, I mean, where Morbius, I'm going to be bouncing all over the place, guys. I apologize, because there is just like, this stuff just came out of nowhere. I saw this thing on Instagram early in the morning, Thursday morning, and it said Disney shareholder. And I was like, oh, they're probably having, you know, they're probably going to have their shareholder meeting and then tell us what there's going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be a full-fledged, like Twitch stream and everything like that. That came out of nowhere for me. So, let's go, everybody. Oh, I didn't have an R in Marvel, and I got taken to a air conditioning website. Oh, okay. Apparently, my laptop doesn't want to spell Marvel correctly. What? Okay, and you don't want to put an L in there either. No L. Okay, let's erase the E and take an L. There we go. It was a very strange journey, but we got there. Alright, let's go to TV shows. Okay, so, here's the full slate. So, like I said, WandaVision, January 2021. Falcon Winter Soldier, May 19th, 2021. Loki, May 2021. What If, Season 1, 2021. No actual release date. Miss Marvel, 2021. No actual release date. And Hawkeye, 2021. Dead, 2022. She-Hulk, Moon Knight, Secret Invasion, Ironheart, Armored Warriors, and Guardians of the Galaxy of the Guardians of the Galaxy the Holiday Special, all in 2022. Ironheart is going to be again fucking ridiculous because it is now going into the female Iron Man, Iron Woman, and it's Ironheart. Sorry, Ironheart, and it's going to be super awesome. Secret Invasion. Secret Invasion is bringing back Nick Fury and Nicholson as the Skrull. And we're going to try to figure out if you're real or you're a Skrull. Again, I said Moon Knight is going to be like an Indiana Jones type show, which is great. And then I Am Groot in 2023, I'm thinking. That is entirely too many shows that is coming to Disney Plus, and that is going to be freaking amazing. Alright, now, movie-wise. Fantastic Four is confirmed. Ant-Man the Wasp, The Quantum Triumph, is confirmed. Blade, confirmed. Captain Marvel, confirmed. Oh, Captain Marvel is coming out November 2022. Black Panther 2, July 8th, 2022. Thor, Love and Thunder, May 6th, 2022. It has, it's going to have, Christian Bale. I wanted to say Ben Affleck, but that's the current, the one universe, the Zack Snyder universe, Batman, not the, other universe, Pattinson Batman. Lady Sith is going to return in Thor Love and Thunder, March 25th. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Shang-Chi, July 9th, 2021. Eternals, November 5th, 2021. May 7th, Black Widow. Oh, they put Black Widow all the way May 7th. Poor woman. That movie could have been thrown up on Disney Plus that this entire time. And yet, they're going to push her even further back next year to May. Let's hope this movie has not lost its steam. Let's hope. Spider-Man Far From Home is a movie that we've already seen. So don't pay attention to me. Man. Alright, that is it for Marvel. Let's head on over to Star Wars. Because, like I keep saying, there is a buttload of Star Wars stuff going on. Alright, let's go images and not helping. Not help me. not helping me. Hang on. All right. So, first off, Patty Jenkins is going to be directing the Rogue Squadron movie. So there's already going to be a Rogue Squadron movie in the works. There is, let's see here. Yeah, she's directing Rogue Squadrons. There is no release. They say it's coming out in theaters Christmas 2023. Obi-Wan Kenobi is an actual thing. Hayden Christensen is going to come back as Darth Vader. And I imagine it's going to be a semi-young Darth Vader. That looks freaking amazing. There's an Ahsoka TV show coming up. That was going to happen. Dave Filoni's directing it. Rosario Dawson is going to be on it. Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are working on it. It's going to be great. Star Wars: Rangers of the New Republic is going to also be a live-action series done by Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni. So essentially, Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau are probably working on all of these Star Wars TV shows. There's a Lando show in talks in the works. There's an Andor show and a sizzle reel. When I say Andor, from Rogue One, there's he was the guy that he was the spy with K2SO. They're doing a show on him. They're doing an animated show with the Bad Batch. Continuing, I believe they saw a preview of it, and it's continuing from Order 6, when Emperor was talking about getting a galactic empire, and they're going to do Order 66. Visions, Star Wars Visions, a droid story, Willow, not Star Wars, but they're making another Willow movie, or it's a reboot. No, it's, let's see here, it's a continuing the spirit of adventure. Okay. And that is, I believe that is, there's another Indiana Jones movie, but that is all the Star Wars stuff, if I'm reading this correctly. Also, I believe there's a Boba Fett series also, too. So, that is also going to be in the works. Oh, and then, hang on, we need to go over to Wrestling a Corner. Hello, welcome to Wrestling Corner. Now, first story. Vince McMahon is crying because he believes that Keith Lee is not giving his best performance. First of all, McMahon, which I know you're not listening to this podcast because you're an idiot, you haven't given Keith Lee chance to perform at his peak. He was performing at his peak in NXT, and now you're giving him all these, like, the guy that he's fighting is either counted out or, you know, interference by another person, or it's dumb. Your story writing, the writers that are writing for you are not writing or giving Keith Lee a chance to be a great wrestler for you. So, you know, maybe get your head out of your ass and realize what you're doing. And now I understand COVID and restrictions and everything. But on the other hand, Vince McMahon is probably a little angry because AEW is pretty great. And, you know, if anyone thinks that I am biased, I don't care. I think AEW is the better promotion right now. I think Impact is getting up there. Which, if you didn't know, Impact, they broadcast their wrestling shows on Twitch. So you don't even have to buy a membership for the WWE Network. Or have USA. You don't need those. You can go on to Twitch and type in Impact Wrestling. And you'll get every Tuesday a new episode of Impact. And while they're doing commercials, it's not really commercials. They're just giving you old Impact Wrestling matches that were that were great shows. I don't know what else to tell you about that. Also, WWE is also a little upset that Snoop Dogg is going to be performing over on AEW for their New Year's Eve thing. After, I believe Snoop Dogg did a deal with WWE. I'm going to tell you right now, Snoop Dogg doesn't really care as long as he's getting paid. So, also, let's just face facts here. AEW right now is, I think, in my mind, is killing it right now. Because not only do you have Kenny Omega returning as the cleaner and being this, like, this awful, super cocky heel who knows he's the best and he dresses like he's the best. And he has a manager, I'm doing air quotes, manager, doing the most of the talking for him and talking about how he is the best. And how he, but the greatest thing about it is he didn't win the belt fairly, so now everyone thinks he's just an asshole, which is fantastic. Then they bring in Sting, and... Excuse me, sorry. We got this whole thing of like, is Sting going to wrestle or is Sting just going to be like, doing talking and promoting people? There's other people saying that, no, he will somehow be wrestling, but it will be very careful and very well planned out, and the man will probably not take any bumps. So, I mean... Why I understand why a however old man Vince is whining and crying and mad, because I think he's a little bit out of touch. Now, granted, again, with the stipulations we got going on with COVID and everything, things are great over at NXT. Things, I don't even bother with Raw, because Raw is just, I don't know what's going on over there. SmackDown is okay, because SmackDown has, Roman Reigns' heel, storyline going on, and that's pretty cool. I don't watch SmackDown, but I watched the recap show on World Culture Wrestling, Ups and Downs. And that's where I get my recaps on Raw and SmackDown. But NXT's pretty good right now because, Finn Balor has the title. Karrion Kross just came back. It's just... You have Pat McAfee there who is playing this guy that you just want to see get powerbombed through a table because he's so over the top cocky and annoying that if you see him go through a table, you're have a better day, which is a horrible thing to say. I understand. But at the same time, that's just what his character is, you know, shooting off to people. To me, at least. Other than that, Vince McMahon doesn't have a lot going for him in creative-wise or good show-wise, you know? Because it just, I don't know. I'm finding myself to be more excited on Wednesday nights to watch AEW than to watch NXT. That is not saying that I don't love NXT. My rankings on the shows would be AEW first, NXT second, Impact third, only because I haven't really watched enough of Impact to know what's really going on. But if I'd been sticking with those two in the beginning, then probably NXT would be third. But I've been watching NXT and AEW kind of at the same time. So, you know. But AEW's number one first. And then NXT is number two. Only because it's still... NXT still is a little bit more wrestling with less storyline in it, if that makes sense. Whereas AEW is that right mixture of like building a story and still being a wrestling show at the same time. So, all right, that will be it for me tonight. I hope you all are doing well. Hope you all are being safe. Remember, if you have to go out, wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance yourself from people. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It's a very long end of the tunnel, but there is light at that long end of the tunnel. And vaccines are coming, but we know that vaccines are who, in my eyes, who deserves the vaccines first is the first responders. So let's get them vaccinated first and protected so they can protect us, and then we as people can get the vaccine so then we can go to cons and movie theaters and wrestling events and video game conventions and raves at video game conventions and anime conventions. Once we all get this vaccine, we need to appreciate, trust me, for a person that has been wearing a mask since March and has not seen any of my friends that I used to hang out with all the time this entire year, and has not seen my parents since before the summer started, I understand that there is fatigue. Trust me. I understand that we have to get out sometimes, and we have to go out and, you know, experience the wilderness and stuff like that. I went to a wedding that was outdoors. It was not a lot of people. I had to go to this wedding because I was the best man for one of my good friends. I'm sorry to say, if I wasn't the best man for this wedding, I would have not gone. But I was the best man. I had to do my best man duties. But that's what I'm just saying, is that the more smart we are now with wearing a mask and washing our hands and being socially distanced and not going to parties and not going to bars and, you know, just practicing good health stuff right now. And then we get the vaccine in us. Then we can go back to doing all the stuff that we took for granted last year. And we can finally enjoy all the Marvel movies and all the Star Wars movies and all the Disney movies like they were supposed to be meant to enjoy at a movie theater, sitting next to your friends, eating overpriced food, but just enjoying the company of your great friends while watching a movie, and also going to cons where you, again, you pay a lot of money for a 4-day convention. You wear the dopest costumes with your friends that have sometimes the most ridiculous footwear, or little to no clothing in the wintertime, or too much clothing in the summertime. But you do it anyways, because at the end of the day, you take it all off and you go have dinner with your closest friends, and you just enjoy the amount of people that love what you love. So, sooner we can get back to that, the sooner we won't have to wear a face covering anymore. So, again, thank you for listening to my ramble. Thank you for listening to me being all over the place today. But, again, remember, wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance, be good to one another, and have a great weekend. And, bye, guys.